You're listening to SBS News.
Two new reports suggest Russia's political disinformation campaign on United States social media during the country's 2016 presidential campaign was far more wide-reaching than first believed. The reports from the cybersecurity firm New Knowledge and from Oxford University and the social media analysis firm Graphica have been released by senators from both the Democrat and Republican parties. They have found so-called Russian troll farms worked on social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram to allegedly blur the lines between reality and fiction to help Donald Trump get elected president. The Oxford report, part of a computational propaganda research project, details how the Russians broke down their messages to different groups in the United States.
These campaigns pushed a message that the best way to advance the cause of the African American community was to boycott the election and focus on other issues instead. Messaging to conservative and right-wing voters sought to do three things: repeat patriotic and anti-immigrant slogans, elicit outrage with posts about liberal appeasements of others at the expense of US citizens, and encourage them to vote for Trump.
The report from New Knowledge shows the interference did not end with Mr. Trump's election, but rather some live accounts are still spreading misinformation. The report says those accounts are tied to Russia's Internet Research Agency, named in an indictment from Special Counsel Robert Mueller in February for an expansive social media campaign intended to influence the election. While the major social media platforms have eliminated those accounts, the report warns some remain present on smaller platforms like internet games, browser extensions, and music apps.
With at least some of the Russian government's goals achieved in the face of little diplomatic or other pushback, it appears likely that the United States will continue to face Russian interference for the foreseeable future.
The reports say the Russian agency's post focusing on the United States started on Twitter in 2013 and eventually evolved into a multi-platform strategy, including sites like Facebook and Tumblr. But one major takeaway from both studies is the breadth of Russian interference that appeared on Instagram, owned by Facebook. The study says as attention was focused on Facebook and Twitter in 2017, the Russians shifted much of their activity to the photo-sharing site. The New Knowledge report says there were 187 million engagements with users on Instagram, compared with 77 million on Facebook.
Instagram was a significant front in the IRA's influence operation, something that Facebook executives appear to have avoided mentioning in congressional testimony. Our assessment is that Instagram is likely to be a key battleground on an ongoing basis.
The New Knowledge report says none of the social media companies have turned over complete data sets to the US Congress. It says some of the company's testimony may have even misrepresented or evaded the interference by either intentionally or unintentionally downplaying the scope of the problem. Intelligence Committee Chairman Richard Burr says in a statement, the data shows how Russia tried to divide Americans.
This newly released data demonstrates how aggressively Russia sought to divide Americans by race, religion, and ideology, and how the IRA actively worked to erode trust in our democratic institutions. Most troublingly, it shows that these activities have not stopped. As we work to address these threats, these reports are proof positive that one of the most important things we can do is increase information sharing between the social media companies who can identify disinformation campaigns and the third-party experts who can analyze them.
Facebook, Google, and Twitter have declined to comment on the specifics of the report. President Trump has previously denied any knowledge of Russian interference. Tara Cosletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.